Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to the Lamb of God forevermore. We thank Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, for another privilege to come on the air tonight and share the word of the living God. And I'm believing God, something eternal will happen in your life today in Jesus' mighty name. I know the table is set. Jesus Christ, welcome every one of us to the table to dine with him today in his word. And I'm believing God that you're going to be so satisfied. Everyone that see you, they will glorify your Father who is in heaven. But before we go into the word tonight, shall we just have a word of prayer? Father in heaven, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus, your love, your mercy, your word. The blood that washes us clean is an indication of divine plan and divine program that you have for us. We are so grateful. We are so thankful. Receive all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we are asking, oh God, that you will send forth your word to us again tonight. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, by the help of your Holy Spirit, let every hear that hear your word tonight have a definite encounter and victory over every issues of their lives. Let yoke be broken. Let souls be saved. Thank you, because I know that you have answered me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Like I was telling you, this broadcast is going to change your life forever. Now, one thing I have discovered over the time is that when we go to school, and the teacher is teaching us stuff, he expects us to pass the exam. I've never seen a teacher that wishes the student to fail. He wants you to get more information so that you can use it not only to pass your exam, but to leave. Now, tonight, I believe the Holy Ghost will begin to teach us the nuggets and the instructions for higher ground. Things that we know that will defeat failure forever. So, we are in our series, War Against Failure. Like I was saying last week, I was letting us to see that with the fall of man, there are a lot of things that happen. There are a lot of misinformation, misrepresentation that happen, despite the fact that God made a plan to redeem man and bring man back to his original status. We still have a lot of people, even despite the fact that they are saved, they are still living like a victim. Why? Because there is a need for a new mindset. A lot happened that damaged the way man thinks. Man needed to be restored back to his original plan by thinking right. Everything God needed to do, he finished that through the death, the resurrection, and the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. But God wants us to change, because I have seen people saved speaking in tongues. Now, they read the word of God, they preach the word of God, but at the end of the day, the word didn't have effect in their life. They still live poor, sick, afflicted, frustrated. Now, it's because they are not thinking in the new covenant that God brought them into. They are still thinking as if they are fallen man like Adam. And if God is going to change something in your life, it has to be you thinking like him. Jesus Christ said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God doth man live. So living is not real until we are living what we are reading. I don't know whether somebody is hearing what I'm talking about. Now, you are not supposed to live based upon what you feel. You are supposed to live based upon the word of God. That is why we still see people in church still, they are still living in failure. I like you to listen very carefully, because Tonight, I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to open our inner man to get this truth, and you will walk out of every hardship and frustration of life. Now, the hardship and frustration in the world today, the pressure that people go through in the world today, is not new to God. Now, God, oh my God, now I need to talk to you tonight. Now, listen, now God is, you are not informing God that you are sick and afflicted. You are not informing God that things are not working. He already knew. And let me tell you, the provision for your escape is already there. Watch this. I told you, it's not the first time that God will see his own children in trouble. And he knows how to get them out. The Bible tells me in the book of Psalm 46 and verse 1, the Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So that means when trouble comes, God is already aware of how to bail his children out of it by giving them instruction that will bring distinction into their lives. So you must acknowledge the fact that God is mighty and is with you. There is nothing. Now, the life that is in you is a proof that God is with you. Nobody, either a believer or unbeliever, can exist on this planet without God. So the life inside of God that is transferred inside of you is an indication that you are a born winner. God knows that he's not just sending you to this planet to be a burden, but an asset to life. You need to listen to that again. God didn't send you here to be a burden. He sent you here to be an asset to life. Now, going to your Canaan, we always need his assistance. When I say Canaan, I'm talking about your dream land. I'm talking about your promised land. I'm talking about where you desire to be in life. He knows that there is no way you will get there without his assistance. Now, he practiced that and he did that with the children of Israel. He knew to get to the promised land, there are giants that will rise up against you, that are stronger than you, mightier than you, things that will come like a sickness or disease to pull you down. But he promised something. He said, despite the fact that the situation may look intimidating, he said, I'm going to be with you. Now, the Bible told us, the psalmist said, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. The divine presence of God is the only reason you will not feel the heat in the midst of the fire. But you must be sensitive to that. You must be aware of that. Many times we think because the situation looks so big, it looks everybody's talking about it. So it's overwhelming. And because of that, we think, I say, maybe God just want to punish us for this. And after that, he will teach us a lesson. God don't need the devil to be your teacher. He is a teacher by himself through the help of the Holy Spirit. I've been reading the Bible for over 30 years. I've never seen a place whereby God said, and the devil will teach you all things. No. The Holy Spirit is enough to teach us everything. The children of Israel, they were in the wilderness. And they experienced some unprecedented help from God. He removed their shame. He removed their reproaches. He established them even in the midst of their enemy. He provided everything they needed for them in the wilderness. And I see this, that the children of Israel is a picture of the church of Jesus. The darkness of this season is designed to announce the church of Jesus. If it is not dark, the church will not be noticed. I said something in church the other time. I said, the darker the darkness, the brighter the light. Now, when sickness is killing everybody, that is when we begin to talk about healing all the time in the church. The church of Jesus must be sensitive to the current move of God. Instead of just trying to relate with the world and think like the world and experience what the world is experiencing. Now, many times my heart bleeds because I see that we read the scripture, but we look at it as if it was written to some people. It's not for us. The Bible says, he said, he's coming for a church without spot unwrinkled. What does that mean? A church with no stain. A church that is too pure. A church that you can't fault it. A church with no reproach. That sickness and disease will be a strange language in our midst. That poverty will go completely into extinction. Because we are on a strange assignment for the king. We are doing things that the world will begin to ask us, how do you do it? We are getting results that they know there is no way under the heaven anybody can get that result in a quick time without a supernatural intervention. See what the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 19. Because I know tonight whatsoever is holding you bound by the authority in the name of Jesus, they are going to be broken. In Jesus' mighty name. He said, for the earnest expectation, Romans 8:19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, the old generation, the old creation, they are waiting for the manifestation of the church, the sons and the daughters of the Most High God. We are not just waiting for rapture to escape. No, we are waiting for rapture to be glorified. We are not, you see, because majority of people just think, okay, now we are in this world so that God can just punish us for some time before he takes us out of this place. No, no, it doesn't work that way. If you look into the scripture, that the beauty of this generation, the beauty of this world is the church of Jesus. The Bible tells me, he said, we are already seated in heavenly places. Now, hold it, just listen to this. We are born again to represent Jesus on the earth. We are taking Jesus' place on the earth. Now, if we are taking Jesus' place on the earth, your living results in miracles, signs, and wonders. Jesus Christ said, Isaiah said prophetically in Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18, he said, I and the children that the Lord has given unto me, we are for signs and for wonders. Now, so if we are for signs and for wonders, then reproach and failure is not part of our story. Now, somebody is just asking me, does that mean there will not be challenges? Now, the challenge is coming to your life so that he can announce you. Because what challenge some people and kill them is what comes your way and you use this as a testimony. Now, that's why we are called signs and wonders. We are taking Jesus' place on the earth. I remember Jesus Christ said, he said in John chapter 14, in verse 12, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he said, the work that I do shall you do also, and greater work than this shall you do, because I go to my Father. And we saw that he said in 1 John chapter 4, in verse number 17, the Bible says in the later part, he said, as he is, so are we in this world. So in other words, we are taking his place practically, paralyzing the worst of the devil, becoming a sign to watch, a direction for the world to follow. Your assignment on this earth, through the power on the name of Jesus, supposed to exempt you from every embarrassment of hell. Jesus Christ himself said this. Oh, I'm saying this one. I'm not preaching to you. I'm telling you the truth of the word of God. That you see, the Berean Christian don't just go to church and listen to the message and just say, "Whoo, yeah." And yet, after that, they still go back to their oppression. Now, they go back to check whether those things are true or not. And they meditate on it, and it produces results. Jesus Christ, when he rose up from the dead, listen to this. For thousands of years after the fall of man, everybody have been expecting that moment to come up. When man will come back to his original status. And Jesus Christ died, rose from the dead. The whole heavens are not stood in attention. They want to hear the pronouncement of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And I believe that all the myriads of angels, they were paying attention to what he's going to say. And I was looking into the word, and I heard one of the first words Jesus Christ spoke when he rose from the dead. He said in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believer? These signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name, they will cast out devils. They will lay hands on the sick. He said, if they drink anything that is poisonous, it shall not hurt them. Now, in my name. So, you can't minimize that, because Jesus Christ paid an awesome price to that, to bring you and I to that position. And that was the word he uttered as a victor, as the one that won the mightiest belt of victory and championship after he defeated the devil in the whole universe. And he said, I am sending you. You are not the one that fought. He fought and he gave you the tool and you are complaining. He said, in my name, they shall cast out devil. He said, they will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Get ready tonight. If you are sick, just get on the phone. We are going to humiliate sickness out of your body because somebody paid for it. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 told me, he said, we already seated in heavenly places, reigning over everything that is called evil and failure. So we need to engage our victory by declaring the word of the living God. Are you hearing me? Now, I was just studying, praying, waiting upon the Lord for this meeting, for this tonight broadcast. And I hear the Lord saying to me, one of the major key to erase shame, failure, and reproach in the life of believers is to understand that everyone that is born again is with a rod. R-O-D, R as in Raymond, O as in Oxford. And D as in diamond. Everyone comes with a rod. A rod. Now, the Bible says in Psalm 110, verse 1 to 2. Listen to this. It said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Verse 2. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Now, listen to this. The Lord shall send the rod of thy. Another word for thy means you. Now, many times people think the rod of thy strength is talking about that. He's talking about the rod of Jesus. No. The rod of your strength is something that God packaged inside of you to rule the earth. And that is the only thing that rules in the midst of the enemy. That is what you use to master every failure. And you go into the world of exploit. Everyone on this earth that is born again, even if you are not born again, you may not realize it, but you have a rod. Now, and our rod is different from each other. The way God wants us to use the rod is different. Now, can I use this language? Nobody is rodless.
Oh my God, you don't get that.
There is no rodless human being on the earth. Now, we are not praying to have a rod. No, we are praying to discover and how to use it effectively. Can you just imagine? The rod of Noah was the ark. He didn't need to shout and jump. Now, the moment you get inside the ark, you saved. Now, the rod of Moses was a physical rod in his hand. Now, if Pharaoh knew that the trouble they were facing is the rod, he wouldn't have talked to Moses at all. He would have been running after that rod. Because as long as the rod was with Moses, you are in trouble. Now, the rod of Abraham was covenant. He made a covenant with God, and God will always stand by that covenant. He even said, even when his children are punished, he said, I will come back. I will punish any nation that punish them. Now, that's a rod. The rod of David was worship and praise. And he gave him, exemplary result in every battle that he went. Now, you will remember that the rod in the life of Peter was fish. Just fishing. Fishing. Now, that was where Jesus kind of met him, and the man became a man to watch the date. Don't belittle your rod. Every rod is important. It may be different from somebody's rod, but your rod is given to you with the help of the Holy Spirit so that the whole world will line up behind you. Don't despise it. The rod of power is inside you. Now, some of you, the rod God gave to you is to know how to laugh. You just smiling and smiling, and everybody want to be around you. I'm telling you. You see, there is no gifting, no talent of God that you can belittle. Failure is not your option. The Holy Spirit is inside you. There is something in the church of Jesus that will single us out and make us a reference point. The world is yet to see it, but God already put you in the program. You are part of this move. You understand what I'm talking about? And the same spirit that brought Joseph to limelight is the same spirit that is in you. Let me give you this scripture, then we'll pray. He said, in John 14 and verse 17, the word says, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. The spirit of the living God dwells in you and shall be in you. Now, look at this scripture that Pharaoh, an unbeliever king, said about Joseph. He said, and Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such a one as this? A man in whom the spirit of God is. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Now, can you see that one? And after that, he said, be in charge of the whole kingdom. Wow. So, it was not Joseph. It was the spirit of God that was in Joseph. And the Bible said the same spirit dwells inside of you. Now listen to this, beloved. You are about to be announced. Yes. All you need to do is to walk in consciousness of what God put inside of you. Mm. Jesus Christ won because of the spirit of God inside of him. Paul the apostle won because of the spirit of God inside of him. Peter won because of the spirit inside of him. Joseph became outstanding in a strange land because of the spirit inside of him. Now, the spirit inside of you is able to destroy sickness, disease, and move you to your promised land. Yes. Begin to declare, I am not a failure. It doesn't matter what the enemy is saying. Satan, get out of here. You can't hold me bound. I am already washed with the precious blood of Jesus. And all that my Father has done for me, I'm receiving them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Then you cannot have access to this except you are born again. If you are listening to me tonight, you want to say, Bishop, okay, how do I start? Good question. You need to just surrender to Jesus. How much do I pay? Nothing. All you pay is to believe. Just believe that he died for you and he wants you to be in the position that he has made for you before the world began. And if you are ready for that, can you just pray this prayer after me? Say, Father, okay. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to come into my life and I surrender my life completely to you. I believe Jesus Christ died on the third day. God raised him from the dead. From today, I am saved. I'm washed with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Sister Jan, tomorrow is another opportunity.
Amen.
You want to build up on what you are hearing. Come and sit down under the anointing and let the anointing show you the way out in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Bishop.
Glory.
Amen. What a powerful word from the Lord. We thank you, Bishop. Amen. I'd like to take this time and welcome our listening audiences. Wow. We just want to thank you so much for tuning in. You've been listening to Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow's service. Now, we have two services tomorrow. The first service is an 8 a.m. service. That's that early service. For all of you who like to get up early, you can come out and worship with us at 8 a.m. Now, the second service is at 10 a.m. And if you need a ride, just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, we want you to come out to the services tomorrow because tomorrow's service is a special service. Tomorrow is our Exploit Sunday. Yes, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Abiola Idowu about tomorrow's service when we come back. But right now, we have Legacy on the way with If You Don't Mind. So stay with us. We'll be back after this.
Hit me! Hey.
If you don't mind, can I be far from perfect? Just can I be me? Do you have time to see what a work in progress really means? Spend many a night on my knees, 'cause that's the key for me to be free. A thousand tears, a million no's, just some ingredients that help me to grow.
Got to paint, add some sun and rain, blended it together with grace. Still I had to wait, 'cause it wanted me to be strong, yeah, for the days I walked alone, and all my superpowers were gone. He said I'm making something better, I'm putting it together.
Trust me,
if you don't mind.
Right, we're back live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. The first service is at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, give us a call. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. 8210. Now, Bishop, tomorrow's service is just going to be awesome. I just know it is Exploit Sunday.
Exploit.
Yeah, so Exploit. Tell us about that service tomorrow.
Thank you, Sister John. The word says, he said, they that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploit. Now, what the church need to understand is the church is born out of signs and wonders.
Yes.
We are not born out of religion. We are born out of signs and wonders. In fact, when the church was first introduced, it was miracles that announced them.
That's
exploit
right.
In every area.
Yes.
Not just coming to church, say, hey, you, and you go home, and nothing is changing.
That's right.
Now, tomorrow, I am saying it as my God lives, because I heard him. There is going to be a divine encounter that will give people unparalleled result. In the place of prayer, the Lord spoke to me very clearly, and he said to me, he said, if my people will just listen and take step based upon instruction, I will distinguish their life, the word will line up behind them.
Wow.
Now, the point is, people preach, people hear the word, but many times, it is not the one that is coming from him. And if the word is not, you see, I told people, I said, thank God for great men and women of God. If a man of God is not spending time in God's presence, he will just be teaching people sermons.
Yes.
He will not teach them the message from heaven.
That's the difference.
Now, the difference is, when it comes from heaven, the anointing to make it happen is there.
Yes.
And when you believe it, you get result. Now, but if it is just because it's my experience, somebody experienced it. Now, anybody can say that.
That's true.
So tomorrow is going to be exploit. If you want exploit, rush in there with a great expectation and you connect it.
That's right. That's tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Come out to Exploit Sunday. Now, if you need a ride, don't let that stop you, because we'll come and pick you up. Just call us at 904-646-8210. Give us a call for a ride at 904-646-8210. 1-0. Bishop, I'll certainly be there because I'm not going to mix exploit Sunday, and we don't want you to miss it either. So we're going to go ahead and introduce the team that's here with us. This is the Full Fulfillment family here live in the studio. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. We have Brother Clarence is here. We have Sister Thunder is here. And of course, I'm yours truly, Sister Jan Jones. Now, we want to send a shout out to Brother Christian, who couldn't be with us tonight. Brother Christian, we miss you. We love you, and there is nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
Yeah, so now it's time for that wonderful segment we call The Moment of Change. And sitting in for Brother Christian tonight is Brother Clarence. Brother Clarence, how are you tonight?
I am so blessed, Sister Jan. Thank you so very much. Thank you for this opportunity for The Moment of Change. I know people have heard something that changed their life tonight. Bishop, I want to just thank you, sir, for the life that you live. I thank you for the words that you preach. But tonight, it was different. This wasn't preaching. It was teaching.
Praise the Lord.
This is a teaching moment for everybody that is listening tonight. You've taught me something. You know, even as just standing at the corner a little while ago, you talked about, you know, people saying, you know, the words, you know, you said that what the word says, there's the power, life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yeah,
and so whatever we speak out of our mouths, they come into existence, no matter what it is, whether it's good or bad. Mm-hmm. So it behooves us to speak positive words into our lives, into anybody that's around us at that particular time. But tonight, you know, you talked about the wall on failure.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times I look at a situation and people think that failure is a physical thing, but failure is a spirit.
That's it.
It's a spirit. And what I want to ask you tonight is help myself and the listening audience, because I know people think that, hey, I'm a failure.
Hmm.
But you said that God did not design us to fail.
That's it. That's it.
Amen?
Yeah. You see, thank you, Brother Clarence. What I want our listener to know and understand is this. There are two major information that comes to us. The information that comes from the world around us and the one that comes from the word of God. Now listen to this. The moment you are born again, there is no failure that can enter into your life. Never. Do you know why? The Bible says you are sealed, airtight. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So both front, back, and all your sides are sealed, impenetrable by failure.
Amen.
See what the devil does. The devil knows that is no way anything can affect your spirit. Now, he begins to speak to your body.
That's right.
And he will now bring the reality of what is going on around you to make you doubt what your spirit is saying. Look, let me just take an example of this. They told Jesus, your friend. Now let's say the way they was put together. Your friend, who you love so much, is sick. No, don't you know what they are telling Jesus? With all your power, with all your commitment, even your friend, Lazarus, is sick. Now, Jesus Christ knew what they were after. He knew they want to break his spirit. He told them. Now, that's why the Father, he knew that this guy was already dead.
Right.
He said he's sleeping. Now, what happened when situation arises depend on what you have stored in your spirit man. Because if your spirit man is empty, when pressure comes, you will be saying nonsense.
Amen.
I know you don't like that. You don't want to say it. But because there is nothing. So it starts coming out of emptiness. And let me tell you, till we get to heaven, Satan will always come and speak to your mind.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bishop, you gave us so much tonight. I'm all over the place. But I did wanna ask you, as far as the person that believes that they're reading their Bible and they're praying the right prayer and they believe they have the faith, but they don't think God is moving in their favor, what else could they do? What could the problem be? Is it a shortcoming of faith and belief? Could it be their actions?
Hmm.
If they're not in line with with the word of God? You know, sometimes we're like, I'm a Christian and I do this and I do that. And then the first time somebody cut you off is bleepily bleep bleep.
Okay.
So their behavior. So the person that feels like they're doing everything they're supposed to do and God is just not moving in their life to give them what they want, whether it's a promotion, whether it's a new car, a new house, what else can they do and what could the shortcomings possibly be why they're not receiving what they want?
Yeah, I can, even from that question, I know the answer. The first thing is the person need to deal with what he's saying.
Okay.
The word that he's saying. Now, I was talking to somebody the other time, and this person says, he said, I have prayed, I've fasted. He said, I give, I say, I pay my tithe and I'm faithful to it. I give my seed all the time, but I don't know why God is not answering me. Mm-hmm. Now, that is the way he was thinking.
That's it. That's
yes,
it.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
He's doing everything, but he's neutralizing it by thinking God did not listen to him.
That's right.
Now, the same person has forgotten that God woke him up or woke her up in the morning.
Yes.
He has forgotten that.
Yes.
He has forgotten that for him or her to be in the right senses is just God.
Right.
Because you cannot just say, I'm in right senses by my strength.
That's right.
Now, when we begin to talk against what we believe, is a proof that we don't really believe it. We are just mentally assenting it.
Right.
Now, take for example, if somebody hit his hand on something and it's so painful, now you can go around and tell everybody, I don't have two hands. Because you have a wound in your hand. You still have
it.
So the fact that you have something does not mean what God said concerning you has changed. Now, I want to bring you to what happened to Abraham. Abraham was looking at the covenant. He was not looking at his body. Now, it's so easy to read scriptures like that, but the depth of it was, the Bible says, Abraham considered not his body now dead, nor the deadness of his wife, deadness of Sarah's womb. He was fully persuaded, giving glory to God, knowing fully well that he that has promised is able to fulfill. When things happen that way, number one, change your language.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, relate with people that believe the word.
Amen.
Not with people that will pull you down.
Right.
Now, if you are discussing your lifting to a depressed person, you will be depressed. I'm telling you, the person will give you every reason to go and commit suicide.
That's right.
Then number three is learn to give thanks for little things.
Yes.
Little things. Now, because, God has just blessed Sister Jan with a brand new car, with a brand new house, and we pray together, God didn't listen to me. Forget about that. Begin to thank God that you are not even homeless right now.
Right.
Now,
right.
And give glory to God because yours is coming. Now, because God gave Sister Jan a brand new car and a brand new house does not mean that God is broke.
Right.
He has many houses that he's still waiting for somebody.
Yes, claim.
So why should I envy Sister Jan because of a new house or a new car? I just need to go back to God and thank God for Sister Jan first.
Yes, amen. Yes.
Thank God for supplying Sister Jan and telling God I'm online.
That's right. Amen.
Because the fact that God gave it to her is an indication that every one of us are qualified.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because God don't give us anything because of what we have done, but what Jesus Christ have done for us.
Yes.
But we have to believe in what Jesus Christ did before we receive it.
Amen.
Right. And
Thank
other
you.
Thing, Bishop, is sometimes God does things and presents things in our lives to prepare us, to get us ready. Sometimes we have to be taught to be able to appreciate what God wants to bless us with.
Do you know that some peeps have some blessings that people are not mature to handle?
Yes, yes. So
there are blessings that come to your life and it will kill you.
That's right.
Yes.
It puff you up. You begin to be so arrogant. I'm telling you, you begin to be so arrogant. You talk to anybody
in a kind of way.
Yeah, in a kind of way. And when you don't have anything, you are the most humblest person we have ever met.
Amen.
And God will not allow you to be blessed and go to hell.
Wow.
So instead of you dying before your day, but when you are mature, somebody said this. He said, I have a granddaughter that I love so much. And he said, I will look at this child. Because he said, I opened an account the day this child was born. And I put money inside the account. And I will part of, he said, he will part of his property to this child when the child was 6 months, 1 year. Now, he said the child was about 6 years. And he already desired, he asked the child, this girl, he said, what kind of car do you want?
Oh my goodness.
And this girl told the granddad, this is the car I want. And he said, do you know I can buy it tomorrow? He said, one day he was just thinking about his granddaughter. And he just said, oh, I wish this girl just grew up tomorrow. Mm. I would just buy this car. Now, watch this. What God is saying, yeah. I wish my son grew up.
Yes, yes.
So I can throw some millions into their hands.
Yes.
Because some of the people that say, God, bless me. If God give you a million, you will just die the following day.
You'll lose your mind.
You will just lose your mind.
Yes.
Because you are not matured enough.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Grow yourself first in the word of God, and you will see the blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Bishop. Now, let's turn it back over to Sister Jan. Tell us about the exploits for tomorrow, Sister Jan.
All right.
Amen.
What a wonderful moment of change tonight. Yes,
amen.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Now, we want you to remember that we have two services tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Center. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Come out to the 8 a.m. service, that's that early service, or the 10 a.m. service, that's the second service. And if you need a ride, call us. We'll come and get you. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now it's time for my favorite segment of the broadcast, and that's where we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of the people. And tonight, Bishop, the testimony we have tonight is an awesome testimony, because you'll remember we were having our conference, our anniversary, and you were on the altar. And you made a prophetic utterance that there was going to be a 24-hour miracles.
Yeah, I remember. Woo! I remember.
You said there were going to be 24-hour miracles. And I'm telling you, you said that we would come back to testify.
That's true.
And a brother came back. And he was more than happy to testify. And he was so excited because he took that word and he kept going to check. He said he was going to the mailbox to check because he was expecting it to come.
Yeah.
You said it was coming.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, he came back and he testified that he went and he checked and it was there.
He was there. I remember.
What an awesome testimony.
Now, listen to this. The Lord will not do a thing except he reveal it to his servant, the prophet.
Amen.
The way God operates, you cannot be in Christ Jesus and be stranded.
Mm.
There will always be a word to change your life.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
The brother was there. That was why he could receive the word and believe it. If you are there tomorrow, the word will come for you.
Amen.
Listen, I told Jesus years ago, God, don't let me stand on the altar and preach a word that you have not sent me.
Yes.
I don't want, you see, who will confirm the word if it is not him saying it?
That's right.
He can only confirm things that he said. Right. God already said, tomorrow is another time for exploit. Mm. The word is coming.
Yes.
Lack is going to be destroyed. Sickness is going to be humiliated. Mm. God is lifting his people to another realm. Be there and your story will change.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So be there tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Be there for our Sunday of exploits. I'm telling you, anything can happen.
Anything
can happen.
Anything can happen.
So it's time now to open our phone lines. We're going to open the lines. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray for you. If you need prayer, if you are believing God for anything, you can give us a call live in the studio and Bishop will pray with you. Now, the number to call live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. The phone lines are now open, and the number to call live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. Give us a call. You want to connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Bishop Abiola Edowu. He will pray for you. You may have heard something in the message. What an awesome message it was tonight.
Yes.
You may have heard something that stirred up in your spirit. Give us a call. You may have a question. Give us a call. Or you may just need Bishop to agree with you in prayer. So call us at 904-296-2251. That number to call again is 904-296-2251. 651. So, Bishop, I am so excited about the service tomorrow. Mm. Because I know when you say it's going to be exploits. You have heard. And that is the difference. You are so right. That is the difference, because when you sit before the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and he gives you a word,
yeah.
and he tells you what he's going to do, how can we not be in our seats? How can we not be there to receive it? I'm yeah. telling you, yeah. this is not a time to stay home.
Well, you know.
This is not a time to sleep late.
That's right.
You want to get up. You want to get out. Get to yes. Christ Resurrection Amen. Power Assembly tomorrow. We're at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Right. Come out for our Sunday of exploits.
Yeah.
Now, yes. the phone lines are still open, and the number to call is 904-296-2251. That number to call again is 904-296-2251. So we have some things going on in CREPA this month. Sister Thunder, just give us a little bit about what's happening.
All right. You know, I'm going to skip. I'm going to do a little skip, and we're going to go to October because I have a Save the Date event.
Oh, yes.
So get your calendars out. Get your pens. We have our Dominion Celebration coming up in October. So you want to write down for Friday, October 26th. We're going to begin at 7 p.m., and then we're going to come back on Saturday, on October 27th. At 7 p.m. Now, join us for our next food giveaway. It's going to be Saturday, September 15th. We could do a food giveaway. We give away chicken, produce, and this event is from 12 to 2 p.m. Now, Matthew 25 and 35 says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in." Don't forget to save those dates.
Man.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Thunder, for those announcements. Now, we're going to go straight over to the phone lines. We have a caller on the line, Sister Tatricia.
Yes.
You're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Oh, I'm calling in to ask for prayer.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to be praying with you. Father, yes. Lord, we thank you so much in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise. We adore yes. you for the life of your daughter. Lord Jesus, I'm agreeing with her right now. The Bible says, "Who art thou, mountain, before Zerubbabel?" He said, "Thou shalt be brought low." I bring down every mountain, everything that blocks you from seeing ahead, whatsoever delayed the speed of your life, I take them out completely right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, hear the word of the living God. I come against your operation in the life of this child of God, and I release peace and joy. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tatricia. God bless you. We're going to go ahead and take the next caller, Bishop. We have Sister Richardson on the line. Sister Richardson, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
It's a prayer about a situation at the job that I was shortly experienced.
Sister Richardson, back up from your radio a little bit. We can't hardly hear you. Can you say that again?
I said at the job I was falsely accused, and I did what they asked me, but then the lady turned on and said she didn't told me to do it.
She wants prayer. She was falsely accused at her job.
Okay. Now God is going to take this one up. Can you just release your faith as we pray? Father Lord, we stand by the authority of your word. Thank you, Father Lord, for your daughter. The Bible says, "I will lift up my eyes to the hill. Where cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who makes the heavens and the earth." Lord Jesus, the Bible says, he said, "He that calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." We call upon you for divine intervention. Lord, I decree that you will justify and exonerate your daughter. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I come against everything that is set up against you. I destroy them, and I give you your victory right now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Richardson. God bless you. So we have Sister Martin on the line. Sister Martin, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I am calling for to intercede and come into agreement for my daughter for a job. She had the job, but they actually let her go, and it was just a mistake that she did. And then I want to come in agreement with the business mind that God has given me. So
good. Now we're going to ask God for divine wisdom, and for your daughter. I believe that it happened because greater thing is ahead. Don't worry about it. Amen. Don't worry about it. Amen. God is setting something up that will bring joy and peace to your family. Father, Lord, we stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying for your daughter for divine wisdom. You put an idea in her mind because you want to promote her. I'm asking therefore in the name of Jesus that you will breathe upon this idea. You will grant our wisdom to execute it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I'm praying for the daughter. We're standing in agreement. Lord Jesus, the promotion, the lifting that you have designed for her life, I release her to it now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command favor to rest upon this family in the name of the Lord Jesus. Take it now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Martin. God bless you. So, Bishop, we have some more callers on the line, and we're going to get right into these calls. We are going to take Sister Joanne. Sister Joanne, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I'm calling for my daughter. My daughter needs a job.
Okay.
She have a job, but she needs the job that God wants her to do.
Amen.
Okay. That's it. Yeah. Thank God for you. We're going to just ask for the job God wants her to do. Mm-hmm. And she's going to get it by next week. You call us back.
Yes.
Father, Lord, we stand in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, the name that is above every other name. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, I release the angels out right now. The job that you have designed for your daughter to do, I connect them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come next Saturday, your daughter will be on the line to testify to your goodness. In the name of you, I release this job to you. Take it now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Joanne. God bless you. Now, our phone lines are still open. The number to call is 904-296-2251. That number to call in for prayer. Bishop is here. He's standing by. He's ready to pray with you. Give us a call at 904-296-2251. So we're going to just make a correction with the Dominion celebration. Sister Dunn is so excited about our exploits tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
She's very excited. But that date is October the 5th through the 7th. October the 5th. So save that date for the Dominion celebration. October 5 through 7. We want you to be there. I'm telling you, God has planned something just for you.
Amen.
This is your divine appointment. So write it down on your calendar. Put it in your date book. Put it in your phone. Put it on Outlook. Put it everywhere. Mm. Put it on your refrigerator.
Yes.
October the 5th through the 7th. Don't plan anything but to be in the presence of the Lord at Christ's Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, for your Dominion celebration, where God is going to show up for you. Now we're going to go back to the phone lines, and we have Sister Ashley on the line. Sister Ashley, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I want to give a prayer for myself and for my kids.
Okay, your job and your kid. Okay, now let's agree. Father, Lord, we thank you for your daughter. Thank you for the kid, for her life, for her job. Thank you because your counsel and your plan stand forever. Receive all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm asking, oh God, that you will bless her. You will increase her. Lord, you will lift her. Lord Jesus, I decree by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the promotion I can see ahead of her, by the authority, by the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, I connect you with it. I release favor to get it in time. Take it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Ashley. I'm telling you, Bishop, that's awesome. Awesome. God is moving. We can feel the Spirit here in the studio. But our time is about up, and we have got to get out of here. So we want to thank you so much for tuning in. This has been your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idewu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We want to see you tomorrow out at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Two services. The first service is 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. Tomorrow is our Sunday of Exploits, and you want to come out and see what God has in store for you. Now, we'll be back next Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and we want you to tune in to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. So we'll see you next week. Until then, remain blessed and remember,
Jesus is alive.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idewu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.
Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling
Hi there, Jacksonville.
For Prophetess,
this is Prophetess
Cadence
McCall with an Awaken Me Now moment. I want to welcome all of you to those that are listening in Jacksonville, in the St. Augustine and the Florida areas. Tonight, I am airing live all the way from Montgomery, Alabama, near the Prattville area. Montgomery. What are some other areas in Alabama around here, Wetumpka, Apostle?
Wetumpka, Alabama. We also have SC 4 State in Millbrook, Alabama, and we also have Prattville, Alabama as well.
All right, amen. So the point is, we are in Alabama, amen, and the glory of God is going forth in the Alabama region. Tonight, I would like to introduce my one and only special guest, Apostle Ken McKinney. Apostle Ken McKinney, I just know that you have some apostolic wisdom to release to the people tonight. And before we go forth with the wisdom that you're going to release, as well as the live calls that we're going to attempt to take in tonight, I'd just like for you to introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about your ministry and how God is moving in your midst, and just go ahead and allow the Spirit of the Lord to begin to speak through you.
Amen. Again, my name is Apostle Ken McKinney, and we are pastors at Crown with Glory Ministry. Our main campus is in Prattville, Alabama. We are located at 2257 Cobbs Fort Road, and we also have our capital city campus, which is located in Montgomery, Alabama, at 509 South Court Street. And God birthed Crown with Glory in us about 2 years ago, going on 3 years in Prattville, Alabama, and we're coming up on 1 year in Montgomery, Alabama. And we're just thankful and grateful for what God is doing, for the connections that he is making, we are making, and just advancing the kingdom there. We are a 21st century apostolic church. We believe strictly in the word. And so no rules, no religions, just Jesus, and just kingdom. And so we love the people of God, and we love the work that God is doing among his people here in Alabama and in the river region of Alabama. So we're excited to be with you all. We're excited to share with you all on tonight. And I do give honor to my wife, Prophetess Kimberly McKinney, amen, who serves beside me as well. Amen. And so shout out to, amen, everyone that is viewing. And we love you, and God bless you.
Amen, Apostle. All right, guys, I really want to start taking some live calls tonight because I really want the man of God to have an opportunity to begin to personally release the prophetic words into your life. So we're just going to go ahead and begin interceding and see what the Spirit of the Lord is getting ready to say and do. So I need you to get out your phone and to begin to call 904-296-2251. Do I have any callers on the feed yet tonight? Have we been able to?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
This is Tega Monet.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I was on hold for the live call.
Oh, yes. The prophetic line?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Hello? This is why normally when I'm out of town, I send somebody up to the studio.
Gloria Jones, Gloria Jones, hallelujah. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to you that he has had you in a secret place, hallelujah. He has had you in a secret place, and that in that secret place that he's had you in, there has been transformation that has been taking place, not only spiritually, but even a physical transformation has taken place over you. And the Spirit of the Lord says, be encouraged because I am with you even through this transition. And he's saying that I have kept you hidden for a season and for a time such as this. And he's saying that even the things that you're worried about concerning your job, even things you're worried about concerning even things that you're worried about concerning your career, God is saying that I am leading you into that path. He says, I have ordered your footsteps. He says that even before you were formed in your mother's womb, he said, I had a plan for you. And I can see where throughout, even as a young child, even with being in the womb of your mother, that the enemy was trying to fight you while you were in the womb. But God said that there were prophetic guardrails put around you while you were in the womb. And he says, because of that, know that destiny is, that he has destiny over your life. And no matter what comes your way, know that God knew that it will come up. And because he knew that it will come up, he has designed a way for you to break through. So, Gloria, you need to be excited right now because God is saying that
through this season of transition and this season of transformation, he is saying that I have you. I've got your hand. I am holding your hand. I am guiding you into my Shikodarabasa. I am guiding you into that place where you need to be. I can sense that a spirit of frustration has come over you at times, and I can sense that, hallelujah, you have been at a place where you're saying, God, okay, where are you? God, I can't hear you. God, I can't see you. Where can I go next? But God is saying that he is pulling you. He is